Holding on the top of Hey Amud Aleph, we learned about the sources for Kedusha Kesef and Kedusha Bia. Now on the Shtar. Why, by the way, why aren't they discussed in the order that it brings them in the Mishnah, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? And Mefarshim say because it's putting them in the order in which the Pesukim themselves appear. Yikach Ishisha, Uva'ala. And later on, the Yotza V'Hoysa is going to end up being the source for Shtar. So, Minayim Sha'af the Shtar. It all depends how you look at it. I mean, that's what I was mentioning the other day, that Amam holds that Kedusha Kesef is more Dirabanan because you need a Gzeir Shalva for your Kicha. It's not as clear as with Shtar, where it's V'Yotza V'Hoysa. Which is a hekesh, which is a stronger kind of limud. So umanayin shaf b'shtar, yeah. The dinu, let's again make a kavah chomer or mamatzinu like we did yesterday. Umak kesef chain motzi machnis, madach kesef, which does not allow her to leave her marriage, but it brings her into it, as we talked about yesterday. Shtar shemotzi, so shtar which takes her out of her marriage, a get. Einadin shemachnis. How much more so it should bring her into it? Okay. Malakesef, you can slug that up. How can you compare? Look at kesef. She can't put in by hekdesh shemaisa sheni. Kesef has a strong thing even outside of marriage. You can use it to be put a hekdesh and maisa sheni. So how can you compare it to a shtar which you cannot use for those purposes? You have to use something which is gufo mamon. Just even nothing a kesef a kamloi. The famous pasuk, which is not really a pasuk, because it doesn't actually say any place for nothing a kesef a kamloi. It's the yosef chamishis kesef erkecha lo a kamloi, whatever. But the gemara always throughout Shas always quotes it in this form that you can only be poyed a hektish with actual kesef or shava kesef. So Shtar has that weakness. So therefore we need a pasuk Omakrov Yotza V'Hoysa. Makish Havaya L'Yitziya. We're comparing the Havaya, the becoming married, to the Yitziya, the going out of it. Ma Yitziya B'Shtar, Havaya Nami B'Shtar. So just like the Yitziya can be done with a Shtar, so can the Havaya. Gemara asks, in that case, V'Akish Nami Yitziya L'Havaya. In that case, go the other way around also. The Hekish goes both ways. Ma Havaya B'Kesef, Hav Yitziya B'Kesef. Fine. In that case, who says Yitziya can only be done with a shtar? Maybe it can be done with kesef as well. Because it's not logical. People would say kesef machnis kesef motzi. How is it marriage? Money brings you into the marriage. Money takes you out of it. Sanedra yatsa kateger. Does the same thing used in positive and in the negative and the negative way? If we're gonna say like that. By the way, Tosfos says, I mean, why didn't the Gemara think to say, what about Bia? Bia is to come together, Gerushin is supposed to be to separate you. And besides, Kimotza Ba'erva Zdabar is the normal reason for Gerushin, you're not going to be together, you're not going to be having relations after Kimotza Ba'erva Zdabar. Anyway, so Kategor Yasa Sanegor. So then, Ihochi, by that logic, Shtar Nami, so say the same thing by Shtar. Yomu Shtar Motzi Shtar Machnis, you could say the same thing over there. What's the logic to say that a Shtar can do both? And the answer is, Kategor Yasa Sanegor. The one answer is the difference is merely the high Shtar.
The difference is Kategor what's the
deal? Lachura, either one is not going to be. I mean, whatever it is, you're going to have, it's going to be a sanegor at the beginning. In either case, you're going to have it's a sanegor at the beginning and a kategor at the end, the breaking up of marriage. So okay, the Gemara is putting it in the terms kategor yasa sanegor because that's the usual expression for it, like by a shofar and by whatever over here. In terms of the actual order in which things, I understand. But in order of the way things happen, first you have hachshasa, then you have hitzas, then you have kedushin, then you have gerushin. It would be a sanegur first, and later on becoming a kategor. If you look, actually, you can see Tosfos seems to have had the gears to the other way around, sanegur yasa kategor. That's the diramaskal of the four Tosfos. Anyway. The answer is merely the high shtar l'chud or merely the high shtar l'chud. Yes, they're both shtaris, but each one has different statements in it. One says harayat mekudeshesli, and the other one says harayat mekudeshesli. Okay, in that case, hachanami, fine, say the same thing by money. High cost, the high cost. It's a different money, it's different coins in each case.
You say something with it,
but even if it's a different, it's a different giving of coins. Okay, you say something different with each one. Okay, the answer is tivu miyachadu. Okay, but the coins themselves, it's the same kind of coinage, hello. So you don't look at them as being two different kinds, two different shtaris or two different kinds of metzius. Two different groups of coins, they're the same metzius, they're just being used in two different ways. So that's one reason why that's one source there, that one reason why we would say then that Gerushin can't be done with Kesef. So necessarily then, if we're going to be using the Hekesh V'yotze V'hoysa, it's one way only. That can only be used for Shtar, that what can be used for Gerushin, a Shtar can be used for Kedushin, but not the other way around. Rav Amar, another reason, Amar Karab, because you have the Pasuk says, V'kosav law. The Pasuk says that if he wants a divorce, so he should write for her, meaning the Ksiva Miskaresh, the Spain, and Miskaresh, the Kesef. She can only be divorced using writing, not using money. Why? Maybe say that the miyut is that she can only be nisgarish with writing, but she can't be nisgarish with writing. The answer is aksiva yotze v'hoysa makish chol. But we have the hekish. Okay, ma'ra'isa. So what's the logic? If you have two different possible things that you could be mamayit, why are we assuming that you're mamayit a different kind of gerushin rather than a different method of kedushin? The reason is mistabra, because it's logical. Koyv gerushin, mamayit gerushin, because it's logical. The context is the Torah is mainly talking about gerushin. Incidentally, it mentions kedushin, v'yotze v'hoysa, but the main focus of those psukim is about the dinim of gerushin. So it's logical, Mamayat Gerushin, that it's coming to be Mamayat, some other method that you could have thought would be used for Gerushin. Call it Gerushin or Mamayat Gerushin. What's the logic that if it's in the middle of talking about Gerushin, that it would be telling us right there a limud of what you can of what you can't use for Gerushin? And Tosfos says, I mean, you could have, you know, why don't we argue the other way around, that once you're talking about writing, you're talking about what writing can and can't be used for. Because the context of the pasuk doesn't really allow for that. Then the kosef law, implying that only what happens if the only thing that can be done is the kosef law. The context of the sukkim over there is not really talking about writing in general, that we should say the Torah is being marba, you can use writing for this and you can't use writing for that, because that's not how it phrases it. Next, Rabbi Yosef Agrivi, the Apikle Lahai Kral Drasha Achrina. What do we do according to Rabbi Yosef Agrivi? He uses the words the Kosav law for different limud, as we learned in Gittin. She'enim is Karesh. He learned it for Drasha that we said that he holds that a get can't be written on Dabar Sheyeshbo Ruach Chaim. We learned over there that a get can't be written on something that's mechuber, something that's attached, like the horn of a cow and you cut it off or whatever, or the hand of an eved. If you write it on the hand of an eved, you have to give the whole eved. But we learned there, Rabbi Yosef really has said that the chlal can't write a get on anything that has Ruach Chaim. So we said, actually, he learned that from Sefer, Chris, because it has to be similar to a Sefer. But we said, when we went back and forth over there between him and the Chachamim, what exactly they're learning from the various words, he uses the word for the Kosav law for, he uses the word for Kosav law for a Drasha. For a Drasha, that the Chachamim would learn from another word in that Kosav. So according to him, Sefer Kosav, so according to him, Shayna Miskaresh is the Kesef Menal. Yes, so where does he get that Gerushin can't be done with money? The answer is Amar Kras, Sefer Krisus. But yes, but even according to him, the Torah says Sefer Krisus, a document of divorce, meaning Sefer Kursa, then Davacha Kursa. Only a Sefer, only a document can release her, can curse her, can cut off the connection between her and her husband, nothing else. So either way, according to the Rabbanon, you learn it from a Kosav law, and according to him, you learn it from Sefer Krisus. Okay. Rabbanon high Krisus my Abdulai. Fine, what do the Rabbanon do with the word Krisus? I mean, Boilev, Dogra, Kodis, Vena, Levena. They use it to teach us the din, that the get has to be something that cuts off completely the connection between them, as we learned in Gittin. If he tells her, here's your get on condition that you don't drink wine, or on condition that you don't go to your father's house, and he says this is forever, ain't the crisis, and that's not crisis, and therefore it's not a get. Kol shloshim yom, that is a crisis. But if he says, for example, for 30 days, then it is a valid get. Because if you say forever, then her whole life she's tied to this tonight. So there's no crisis, there's no cutting off. Okay, Tosfos says, what would happen if her father dies and it's not Beis Aviyah anymore? Tosfos says, as a matter of fact, actually, even after, we learned this in Nedarim as well, that even after the father dies, it still can be considered, and if Yerushim take it over, it still can be considered Beis Aviyah. Beis Aviyah, as the example by Tamar, where Yehuda, her father was long since dead, or she was the daughter of Shem. Shem died 50 years before all the events of Parshas Vayeshev over there. And Yehuda tells her, Shvi Amona Beis Avich. So, Other Rishonim talk about also, what about, you could argue, the house may fall down. So it's not necessarily a lo'olam. They talk about, okay, So they answer, we don't mean the house per se, we mean the karka, let's say. The karka is still going to exist no matter what. Anyway, so you need Chrysos to teach us that. But Rabbi Yitzchak, really, what does he answer? He says, Mekoros Chrysos Panaskalei. He can learn it from the fact that the Torah could have said Sefer Koreis, and instead it said Sefer Chrysos. So you can learn both things. You can learn Dover HaKoreis, and you can learn that Eidem Mitzkareshes Elo Sefer. Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon would answer that, Koreis Chrysos Leimashmalu. They don't hold that you can learn that kind of Derasha. So to be exact, what it is, as Tosfos says, Rabbi Yitzchak really would say, I use Koreis Chrysos for this drasha. Some of the other Chachamim over there, some of the other Rabbi Lozman and Azariah over there, we said uses Koreis Chrysos for a different din to learn the whole concept of that you can't have Geirush Chutz, as we talked about there. You can't do Geirush except for that you're still an Eishes Ish Legabe so and so. So Rabbi Lozman and Azariah, so Rabbi Yitzchak really uses Koreis Chrysos for his drasha. Rabbi Lozman and Azariah uses it for his, and the rest of the Chachamim hold that Koreis Chrysos is not a valid drasha at all. Next, okay. So now we have a limud for all three of the methods. We have Kesef, we have the two different psukim for Kesef, and we discussed why you need two of them. We have the pasuk for Bia or for Ola, and we have two possible sources for Shtar, either V'yatzav Ha'isa or V'kasav La. It is V'yatzav Ha'isa no matter what. How we know that you can't apply Kedusha Kesef or any other, that you can't apply Kesef or anything else to get. That we have two different possibilities. But the Shtar is for Kedusha and is from V'yatzav Ha'isa. So if we have a separate pasuk for each one, chaber mechaber le'asya, okay, we can understand that you couldn't have learned one of them from another. In other words, if the Torah had only told us kesef, let's say, then you couldn't know the other two from it, shtar and bia, let's say, because each one has its own place where it's koine, outside of regular kedushin. Namely, Rashi says, you have that we've discussed previously. Kesef can be koina and amah hebriya. Shtar can also be koina and amah hebriya. And bia is koina yavama. So if the Torah told us kesef, then we wouldn't know the other two. We would try to do the same mamatzinu that we did yesterday, and we'd end up schlogging it up. Taseh chod mitarti, fine, but why do we need a pasuk for all three of them? Let the Torah tell us two of them, and we'd be able to learn out the third of them from it. The answer is, hey, Tasey, which one are you saying the Torah should have left out and you'd think to learn out? You're going to say then the Torah should have told us sukim for kesef and bia and left out shtar, and we would have understood shtar on our own by mamasihu? Can't. Malahanach shaken hana osin meruba. In the case of Kesef and Bia, she's getting a hana out of it. Kesef, there's the hana that she has the money. Okay, even if she's a Ketana or a Naira and her father gets the money still, somebody is having hana from it. Bia, there's obviously hana. Shtar, you're receiving a piece of paper that says hana. There's no hana involved. Well, a slight hanah, and hanah from merubah. There's not a lot of hanah. There's a slight hanah that Tavla Mesa can do that she wants to be married. Fine, but it's not a major hanah compared to the other two. You're going to say, let the Torah only say kesef and shtar, not bia, and we'll learn not bia from the other two. Also doesn't work. Malahanach shekein kinyana merubah. The other two, there's many other places where we find that they're kaina. Bia, the only other place we find where it's kaina is by Yerama. Kesef, you have, is kaina lots of things. It's kaina and amal evriya. We said before, you can use it to be kaina hekdish and maizah sheni. You can use it to be kaina kauka, etc. And shtar also, you can use to be koina and amah ovriya. You can use it to be koina kauka. Again, you have a lot of things that can be bought in the shtar.
It can mean
IOU, but that's what we're talking about. For example, when it comes to kauka, if you give somebody a shtar that says harei sadi mechuralach, then that's it. The field is sold. The field has changed hands. Later on, yeah, eventually you owe him the money. But the field is his for all purposes. For example, Balchoy could take it away from him, let's say. Only a Yavama, but nobody else. There's no other case. There's no other case where Bia. There's no other case where Bia is a Kenyan. You're going to say the Torah should have only mentioned Shtar and Bia, and we would learn out Kesef from the other two again by Mamatzinu. Can't Malahanach Shken Yeshen Balchoy. The other things can all happen bal kocha. So what does that mean? Rashi says it means that when it comes to a yuvama, it doesn't mean you don't need her rotten. As we learned way back in yuvamas, it can be made by onus, made by rotten, etc. It's still kona. And shtar, a guest we learned throughout Gittin doesn't require the das of it doesn't not the das it requires das, okay, because she needs that das to receive the guest. It doesn't require the rotten of the wife. She can be divorced bal kocha. So how can you prove from that to Kesef, where Kesef has to be received, willingly? So Tosfos has a bit of discussion about it. What about the fact that a father can sell his daughter as an Amar Hebriya Bal Kocha and receive Kesef for her? And for that matter, later on in the next piece of Gemara, when we talk about Chuppah, we're going to mention that there's no such thing as money when it comes to issues Bal Kocha. Again, you also have a father can be Mekadesh his daughter with money Bal Kocha. Tosfos gives it, first of all, Tosfos says Rav Natan says, okay, look, in those cases, the father is standing in place of the daughter. He's acting in a way as though it's not really as her shliach because she's a Ketanah, she doesn't have the ability to make a shliach, but he's standing in her place. So therefore, and it's not bal kocham of him. It's with his consent. It's not with her consent. For our purposes, that doesn't matter. Then Tosfos discusses a different issue, which is when we get to later on in Perek, when we start talking about the dinim of amah hevriya and we talk about the dinim of yiud. We mentioned yesterday that the odin that has the right to be mekadesh her and to make her his wife or for his son. That doesn't require her consent. He has to inform her that I'm doing it in the shape tradition, but it doesn't require her consent. The money was originally given not the shame issue, so that's what we in that sense we mean that money is not given the shame. What? She's a Ghana, yeah. Yeah, because once she's a night or she's out, yeah. No, it can actually be against the father's will also. Once the father sold her as an amah hevriya, that's it. She's out of his rishus. So therefore, yeah, it can be miyad bal kocha. But the fact of the matter is, the money was not originally given for ishus. The money was given to acquire her as an amah hevriya.
You have to pay more money for what he acquires her, or for some people use over some of the melacha.
He does it at the very end of the 6 years when there's not a prutta left, maybe. But under ordinary circumstances, when there's more than when she hasn't worked off the full amount that was paid for her, then that money counts. So that money doubles as a kesef kedushin. Okay. Then Tosfos says one more thing. Going back to Rashi's explanation that bia is bal kocha and shtar is bal kocha. What we mean though is an amah hevriya. An amah hevriya is sold bar kocha. It's not normal for a girl to be sold as an amah hevriya. It's an unusual situation. If she was old enough to be able to protest, she would. Whereas when it comes to be the father is able to be Mekadosh Tzidkana, that's different. She eventually, under normal circumstances, she would get married anyway. Okay, so she would get just getting Mekadosh a little earlier than she normally would. Whereas in Amar Ivriya, not necessarily, it would have happened under normal circumstances in the first place. Not if her father was Mekadosh her. Can she do the pashas? Not, no, because that the yield is takabako from the father, but the original kedushin, not the original kesef, whatever was received by the father, and therefore it has the yield only works by something that's derabanan. Yield is deraisa. So the pashas, I would imagine she can't. I guess we'll talk about it later, but I don't think she can be mine. Anyway. So you can't learn kesef from the other two, because kesef of necessity, kesef when it comes to kedushin, requires consent. In the case of an Amar Ivriya, where there isn't her consent, there's her father's consent, whatever. You might argue exactly that. Well, you do have kesef bal kocha by the Amar Ivriya, again, bal kocha of her, that it's not, she wouldn't have consented to it, nevertheless, be'ishrus mi'ala ashrachan, but we don't find kesef being able to establish a bond of ishrus bal kocha. Whereas we do find that shtar is able to be moitzi from ishrus bal kocha. Again, a woman can receive a get bal kocha. We do find bia establishing an ishrus bal kocha, named by yivama. We don't find such a thing by kesef. So if we didn't have, if we only had sukkim to tell us of kedusha shtar and kedusha bia, we would not be able to learn from that kedusha kesef. So the bottom line is that's why we need sukkim separately for each one of the three kedushim. Omer Ravuna. Let's add a fourth one. Ravuna says chupa koinem kavachomer. I can make a kavachomer that chupa is also koinem. Again, we talked about yesterday or 2 days ago what the possible definitions of chupa is. Does it mean what we call nowadays the yichudum? That's the amam shita. Does it mean more like what we call the chupa? The chatan takes a talis and spreads it over her symbolically to show that they now are allowed to have like in Megillas Rus, for example, you find Rus saying to Boyer, the Farach, you should spread the edge of your clothing over me to show that you're ready to marry me. Anyway, so Rav Huna is saying chupa koine mekabachoner. Uma kesef sheine machu betruma koine madach. Kedusha Kesef, which does not, if she's marrying a Kohen, does not make her able to eat Truma yet, because we learned in Ksubas that she can't eat Truma until she actually goes into the Chuppah. Yet, Chuppah, Ma Kesef Shein Machab Truma, Kohen, that's what I was going to say in a second. Kohen, nevertheless, yet it's Kohen her in Ishrus. Chuppah, Shemachal is the Truma, Chuppah, which makes it possible for her to eat Truma. Ain't it in Shetikna? How much more so that she create a Kenyan? So what are you telling me, that Kedusha Kesef doesn't make it possible for you to eat Truma? Well, Amola, we learned exactly what you said in Ksuvus. Amola, Dvar Torah Arusa Batistral Echels Betruma, Mida Raisa Abakistral, who's Neskadish to a Koyan, is able to eat Truma. Shenem of a Koyan Kiyukna Nefesh Kinyan Kasper, because it says if a Koyan acquires a person with money, Bahai Kinyan Kasper, who in this case, Itaka acquired her with money. And even, by the way, even this that we're saying, when we say that Minatera Arusa Batistral Echelis, we don't only mean if she was Miskadish with money. Once we have that, it applies to that, but it also applies equally well if it was Mekadish or Bishtar or Bibir. So Baha'i Kenyan Kasper, who in this case there is Kenyan Kasper, or Ma Tamru Omru Ene Echelis. Yeah, because later on there'll be bia, so there'll be chupa and then nisuin to make there'll be chupa and bia to make the nisuin. But yeah, the original kedusha bia is harayat kedushas libbia harayat kedushas libbia zu, words to that effect.
She's still
in arusa. Yeah.
Nothing stronger than with kesef or star.
No, it's no stronger now.
A person, let's say somebody had a kesef word that was.
Wait, so one second, we're talking about...
She's an Arusa for 1 year, right?
If somebody else has relations with her during that time, yeah, she's an Ashish Ish.
She's an
Ashish
Ish only after the
Chuppah. No, she's an Ashish Ish right after the Ederson already.
Everything says.
Yeah. Also, Akhu Amakakdish, we said on Bezum and Bez, that Kedushin creates an Ether from...
Nayar
Marasa, exactly, yeah.
I thought it was just a matter that she was... she was a mikdashim to him. In other words, she was separated to him.
Well, separated from everybody else. Really, actually, what it comes down to, you know, in the bracha by kedushin, we have the expression of also lanu asa ruthless behitul lanu asa nesuris lanu. What it kind of comes down to is kedushin creates an iser for her to everybody. She's also to everybody else as an eshes ish. She's also to her chassan. But you're not allowed to have relations with your arusa. We learned back in Ksubas that in Yehuda they used to, but in general it's also. So the hitulana was anisuris. Whether the nisuin makes it that now she's mutter to him and still also to everybody else.
One year she's
an arusa
for everybody. She's
yeah. Anyway, so the high kinyan kas. Umatamur omer. Let's say, why do we say that an arusa who is engaged to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma? It's only midrabanan. Gzeira shemi yimzigulak arusa beisavia. As gzeira, they might pour her a cup of truma of wine of truma while she's still in her father's house. But tashkenu lachel lachisel, and then she'll give it to her brothers and sisters to drink, forgetting that they are yisraelim and are not allowed to eat it. They're not allowed to drink it. So the whole thing is only midrabanan. Ella Porichochi. So no, rather the question.
Only in the kind house you could drink.
No, once we make the Xera, usually an Arusa is mostly at her parents' house. Ella Porichochi. So no, rather let's redo the Mamatzin or the Kavachon or whatever it is. Let's do like this. Uma kesef sheine goymer koine, madach kesef, which does not complete the nisuin, yet it creates the original pinyin. Chupa shegemeres, then the chupa, which finishes things off, where now she becomes a nisua, where now they're 100% fully married for all purposes, ain't a dingy tick. Now, how much more so that it should create the original pinyin? Now, Tosa says, What kind of a kavachomer is that? Don't you have the rule of daya levomen adin lias kinodin? That when you're making a kavachomer, the thing that you're trying to prove can't be any stronger than the original thing. If kesef requires something else after it to be goymer, chuppah should require something else before it. Chuppah should require kesef before it. What are you trying to prove with this kavachomer that chuppah by itself without kesef or whatever before it should be good? Tosfos says because the machlokas in the Gemara in Bava Kamma discusses the mechanism of how kavachomer works in the first place. We know there's a concept of a kavachomer. We know there's also you can partially schlug it up using the rule of dayai. Famous example of Dayal of Omen Adin is the Miriam has Taras, Moshe Rabbeinu Davins for her, Keil Norafon Allah. The Ibsha tells him, Madach, if she had insulted her human father, she should be in Nizifa, she should consider herself in Cherem for 7 days. How much more so, to embarrass the Ibsha, she ought to be out for 14 days. Because Dayal of Omen Adin Lias Kenodin will make it that at least embarrassing, insulting me is not going to be any less than insulting her father. We'll still make it 7 days. Because it can't be any less than that. That's the rule of daya. Now, the Gemara discusses over there, Tarfon versus Chachamim, do we apply daya even when you apply daya, you don't really have a kavachomer anymore? Reb Tarfon holds that no. You can use daya to make that you're not going to overprove something with a kavachomer, but you'll do, like over there, you say that at least you're going to say that for insulting the Eivishah, she doesn't get less than 7 days. You can't use daya when it's going to make the whole kavachomer fall apart. If we say then over here that we hold the same way. If you try to use daya in this, then you don't have a kavachomer anymore. Because what are you saying? And what is chuppah going to be able to accomplish without kesef? Just like what is kesef going to be able to accomplish without chuppah? So then we would say in that case, ignore daya and use the kavachomer. So, okay, Ma'ala Kesef Shekin Poden by Hekdeshus and Maita Sheni, fine. Still, how can you say that Chuppah should be at least as strong as Kesef? I have a different thing where Kesef is much stronger. You can use it to be Poden Hekdesh and Maita Sheni, similar to we use this argument on Amud Aleph. Marshall, by the way, says, I mean, so what are they, both on this and on the thing on Amud Aleph, Marshall says, I mean, what makes us think that Hekdesh and Maita Sheni has anything to do with Kedushin anyway? Why are we dragging it in from left field? He says, because the point we're saying is, we're not so much talking about Kedushin, we're saying that Kesef has a very strong ability to create a Kinyan. that we see. You're able to be koina back hektish you're able to be koina back from hektish with money, for example. So therefore, we should argue not in terms of kedushin so much, but just in terms of the strength of kesef to be able to create a kinyan. Mashen can chuppah doesn't have that strength because you don't have any other context where chuppah should be a valid kinyan. Yeah, the Gemara says bia tichiyach. Okay, you can answer back. You can say bia proves that bia is also not valid anyplace else, well, except by Evama, and yet it has the strength to create an initial kedushin. So we can say the same thing with chuppah. Okay, malabia shekain koin to be Evama. Fine, but bia has the strength to do it not only by a regular isha but also by Evama. Go back to kesef yichiyach. You can prove back from kesef, which doesn't work by Evama. Therefore, the chazer adin, so you go back and forth, no matter which one you'd want to go to, you can always find that the other, you can always find, in other words, what it is whatever strength you think the kesef has, bia doesn't. Whatever strength you think bia has, kesef doesn't. And yet we see both of them work to create kedushin. So therefore we have a sada shot. Therefore we can use a matzad. Loira izek yirizev, loira izek yirizev. Neither one has has qualities the same as the other. Kesef and bia each have their own unique things, and we see it can't be because of the strength of kesef to create a kinyan, because we see bia has the same strength. We see it can't be because bia works for Yavama, because kesef works as well for Anisha. Therefore, Hatzada Shabbat Shabbahen, what do they have in common? Shekonin Ba'alma V'Konin Kan. You can find some other examples someplace else where they're able to be Konin. Therefore, they work over here. Bia works by Yavama, Shtar works by Gerushin, kesef works by an Alma Evriya. Afan, the Ovi Chuppah, Shekonin Ba'alma V'Konin Kan. Therefore, you can also bring in Chuppah, which also has the ability to be Konin in a different case. Namely, to be goymer, like we said at the beginning, it's able to finish off the bond of nisuin. Therefore, it should work over here also for the beginning. Okay. So the problem is malatzada shavashim hashken yeshen and bar kocha. Again, we established on Omer Aleph that at least when it comes to bia and shtar, both of those can be done bar kocha. Bia can be done by yivama bar kocha. Shtar can be done by an amah hivriya bar kocha. And kesef, actually, we said. What do you say? The tzada shava is between money and bia, but they also have something else in common. She came on also the ruba. Again, like we said on an aleph, she has more hana from all those things than from a shtar, or from chuppah for that matter. What's the great hana in chuppah? Shtar yichiyach, prove it from a shtar. Shtar, there's no hana, and yet it works. So now you have all three of them. Well, let's find tzada shava between kesef, shtar, and bia, and whatever. And if we can find that, then we can apply it to chuppah also. So then, mal shtar shekein motzi b'bas Yisrael. Fine, but you could argue a shtar has the special strength that it's able to be motzi. It's the only thing that's able to do. It's the only thing that's able to work as a get. Kesef and bia, yichichu. Fine, we'll prove back from kesef and bia, which can. Again, b'chazu adin, lo re'izeh k'rizeh, v'lo re'izeh k'rizeh. Again, if we think now of all three of them together, kesef, shtar, and bia, each one has a strength that the other one doesn't, and yet we see that it's not because of their individual strengths that they work, because each one of them works even though the other two don't have it. Therefore, hatzada shavah shavan, what do all three of them have in common? Shekonin ba'alma, that they're all able to be koinah someplace else. So kesef, shtar, and bia each have their various ways in which they can be used outside of kedushin. Afan, you have a chuppah, shekonin ba'alma, v'koinah kan, so therefore we can bring in chuppah as well, which is koinah as far as nisuin, that's goimer, and therefore it can also be machnes at the beginning. Fine, but don't you also have another tzad hashava between kesef, shtar, and bia that all of them in various places can happen bar kocha? Not when it comes to kedushin. We said by kedushin they have to be done b'rtzoina, but each of them in their own way, shtar by a get, kesef by an amo evriya, and bia by a yirama. That's another example. No. As far as Shekhen Yeshen, the answer will be an Av Makabal Kedushin Lavaskana. Wait, but we're dealing with, if you look at the previous Rashi, Shekhen Yeshen Bar Kocha, Shekhenah Ba'alma. Each one is able to be Koina in some other place, Bar Kocha, via Yavama, Shkab Gershon, Makathat Ba'alma Ivriya. The answer is, Rav Huna would answer, Kesef mi b'ishus l'yashkechon. Rav Huna would answer back, yes, but you don't find Kesef bal kocha when it comes to creating issues. Fine, you can find that Kesef is used for selling an Omer Hevriya, for buying an Omer Hevriya. Fine, but that's not issues. So here's where Rashi mentions that even though Kesef does not work elsewhere about Kocha, for example, it doesn't work elsewhere about Kocha, it does work by an Omer Hevriya about Kocha. Therefore, there is an example where it works about Kocha by Kedushin, where the father is Mefadish, his daughter when she's Tana. Therefore, by the same token, we can say that each one of them can be Baal Kocha, but not by issues per se. It's not a question of Baal Kocha or not. Chuppah can also be Koda. You focus on the other Sada Shava, that all of them are able to be koina elsewhere, therefore they can be koina over here. Again, Tosfot mentions over here, Lushitasam, from before, that when a father is Makadish's daughter with a Kana, it's not considered Bar Kocha because he stands in her place. Besides, also Tosfot says anyway, a father can also give over his daughter to a Chuppah. So if you're going to say that he can accept Kedushin, if you can say that his accepting the Kedushin of Kesef Kedushin is Bar Kocha, fine, his Mesidu of a Chuppah can also be Bar Kocha. So it's no different. Yeah. Omar Rava, Shnei Truvas B'Kavar. So Rava says, after all this discussion, though, there's two ways in which you can argue back against Rav Huna. This idea of Rav Huna, that chuppah by itself, without anything before it, should be a valid method of kedushin, I have two problems with that. Chadar D'Sholosh T'nan B'Dalad L'Iznan. First of all, the Mishnah says three ways, implying not four. Also, chuppah doesn't work to be gomer by itself. The normal situation is a kedushin and then a chuppah. How are you trying to learn from that? How are you logically saying, because it works after kedushin, therefore it works even without kedushin?
Isn't it kind of obvious that we should have asked earlier?
Well, first we have to figure out what Rav Huna's limud is that chuppah should work in the first place. Now, once we had that limud, then yeah. Besides, it also goes with what Tosfos was mentioning before about daya. You know, before the Gemara may have assumed that we don't use daya in this case because it'll break apart the whole Kavah Chomer. Now Rava is kind of bringing that in. You know what? Daya levomen adin liyas kenoda, and you know, kesef only works at the beginning and you need something else after it. Chuppah normally only works at the end. Mehecha teisa, that should also work at the beginning and at the end, which would be stronger than kesef. Omalei Abaya. I can answer both of those things. You're telling me the fact that it says three in the Mishnah and not four. No problem. The Tana is only listing things that it says beferish in the Pasuk, or beferish, or at least by clear implication in the Pasuk, the Yatza V'Hoysa, or Kicha Kicha, etc. The Mishnah may not be listing something that it doesn't even say explicitly, that you're only learning from a Kavachoy, from a Mamotzinu, from a Tadashova, between the three other ones. As far as your second question, we know the chuppah only works after kedushin. Where are you getting from that it should work without a separate kedushin? Rav Huna nami hakam, and that's exactly what Rav Huna is saying. You can't give kesef for kedushin and then again give kesef and create nisuin by that. That doesn't work. You need chuppah. Chuppah shegemeres achak kesef. Well, then chuppah has the ability; it's stronger than kesef in that sense, but it's able to create the nisuin. And it didn't tikna, how much more so it should have the ability to do the original kinyan by itself. So the Gemara leaves this whole issue unresolved, and when you get to the end of the piece of Gemara over here, you don't really know, is the halacha like Rav Huna, is chuppah koina or not? There are a couple of Rishonim who say the halacha is like him. Most Rishonim say, though, and the halacha is, based on the piece of Gemara that we had at the beginning, the piece that the Rabbanan Tzavarai put in, at the mid, similar to what Rava says over here, that the Mishnah specifically said three, not four, in order to be sholo what Rav Huna says, well, that's it then. The halacha is not like him. Now we'll get into the actual how does kedushin work? How do you do kedushin with money? The husband gives to the wife money or something that has monetary value. You're my wife. Hareza Mekudeshes, then all these, any of these Lashonis works, and she's Mekudesh. Doesn't matter. She's an Isha to a certain extent. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there is I think at least one place in the Torah where it's called an Arusa, an Isha. Aval he shenosna v'omra, but if she gives the money and then she if omra he and she says hareini mekudeshes loch hareini meredeshes loch hareini loch leindu ain't mekudeshes, then she's not mekudesh. Okay, so mafi flora papa. Let's look at the first part of the braisa. Taima de nosan huva omahu. Why are we saying it works? Because he did both things. He gave the kedushin and he also said hareini mekudeshes leindu. Ha nosan huva omra he ain't mekudeshes, implying that if she did either part, if he gave it and she said hareini mekudeshes loch, then it wouldn't work. Well, ain't a safer, but look at the second part of the braisa. Aval he she nosan loiva omra he loi have a kedushin. The second part talks about where she gave and she said. We said it's not kedushin. Taima de nosan huva omra he. Only why is it a problem? Because she did both. Ha nosan huva omra he have a kedushin, which would imply lechora if he gives and she says it would be fine. The two parts of the braisa contradict each other. The answer is Reisha Davka. Let's say then that the beginning of the braisa is being precise by saying that it must be Nosan Huva Omrahu. Sefer Kedinaska. The Sefer of the braisa is just mentioned. It's mentioned like not really not really necessary, like in a non-precise way. Derchadas, whatever. Yeah. That's the question. A Tony Sefer Milford the Sastra of the Reisha. Fine, but is the Tanna going to teach us something in the Sefer that contradicts the Reisha? Fine, you can say sometimes the Sefer uses less precise wording, but not when it's going to openly contradict it. Ela Hochikama. No, rather we need to say that what the Braisa means is like this. By the way, Tosfos points out, what about a fourth possibility? What about you can have the case where she gives money and he says, I have a kodeshus leave. That actually, we're going to have the case. You mentioned it yesterday or the day before, where if he's an Odom Choshev and she gets a Hana from having given him a present and he accepted it, then it will work. So you can't say the blanket statement that Nos Nehiva Omrahu won't work. Ela Hachakama. What the Braita means is as follows: Nos Nehiva Omrahu. If he gives the money and he says I am a kedushin, pshita to have a kedushin, then of course there's no question that would be kedushin. Not an huva omra he, but if he gives it and she says it, that doesn't work because nasa kamisha nos nehiva omra he. It's effectively the equivalent of as if she had given it and she had said it, which we're saying is not kedushin. So it's a little bit like a chsuri mechsura, kind of, not exactly, but similar, that we're saying that anything other than nos nehuva omra hu, the omra hu is not going to work. Incidentally, this must be one of those gemaras that's a little bit fun when you have a Kodesh Yid learning it. Not that he, Vomri. Yeah. The Iboy Sema, or another way you can look at it, is you can answer like this. There's no question if he gives the money and he says, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li, then it works. She's Mekudesh. There's no question the Sefer is telling us that if she gives it and she says that she's not Mekudesh. The middle case, which the Braisa is leaving out, Nosan Huva Omrahi, is Seikahu. That case would actually be a suffix. The Hashinim Midrabanan, and therefore Midrabanan, we have to be concerned. Now, what does that mean? So, first of all, Rashi says Misafik means, in other words, if somebody else is Mekadesher, we don't know which ones are Chal. Therefore, she's going to need to get from both of them. But there is a considerable discussion among the Mefarshim. What do we mean Seikahi the Hashinim Midrabanan? I mean, what do you mean, Midrabanan? Isn't it a possibility of Kedushin Daraisa? So there's a number of different approaches that the Mefarshim take, and in turn that are brought in Shulchan Aruch on this issue. One way of looking at it is maybe actually the Rambam has a shita that in general, when we think Sveika Daraisa Lechora, is that itself something Daraisa, or is that itself that concept that when it comes to something philosophic Daraisa, we go Lechora, is that concept itself Midrabanan? The Rambam holds it's only the Rabbanan. And so they say, maybe the Rambam got it from our Gemara over here. Speikahi, b'chayshin midrabanan, meaning if it was only midra, right, so we could say it's a sofik, but fine, no problem. We can be make on it. Because midrabanan, sofik, the right, and the chumra, therefore we got to be choshish. That's one way. Other possibilities are we mean that midaraisa would be a valid kedushin if not in huva amrahi, but the rabbanon are making it into a suffix. They're sort of being maskiya it to that extent to say that she needs to get the suffix from both of them. Or the other way around, it could be that midaraisa is not a kedushin at all, but midrabbanon we have to consider that it might be a suffix kedushin. Amashmo. Kedushin, nothing like kesef b'shava kesef. Before we continue with that, by the way, an interesting thing. The Rebbe points out in the Sicha in Chavik Aleph and in the Sicha Chavik Aleph that when you get down to it, you know, so I mean, all of us have been by our own weddings, all of us have been by other people's weddings. We always know, even now, in principle, you know, he's saying harayat mekudeshesli. There's nothing specifically that says that she can't answer something back afterwards. So why Taka? What's the pneumistic reason, Taka, why it is that the Chosin gives the ring, or whatever it is, says Haret and Kodeshesli, and the Kalah says nothing at all? The reason, the pneumistic reason that Rebbe explains is
what
that maybe she should answer back, okay, Haret and Kodeshesli, or something to that effect. But like this, she doesn't say a word. Why not? The pneumistic, the reason is because that, the fact that she doesn't say anything, that creates that makes it possible to have a pneumistic connection between them. That bidul, that she doesn't say anything, that makes it possible to have that pneumistic connection, and eventually to bring to where we see the in many Jerusha Chassidus, it talks about the idea that the Kol Chosin, the Kol Kala, nowadays we only have Kol Chosin. The Asid Love will have Kol Kala as well, that the Kala will speak, and we'll see the Mila of the Kala, the Kaver, the Slave of Gever, Eshes Kaila, Tenet Mila, etc. But for now, we're not yet at that, and therefore, we only have the Kol Chosin. Amash Mor, big kedushin. When it comes to kedushin, nosim a kesef v'shava kesef. Now, how about if he gives money or something that has the value of money? V'amala hareat mekudeshes, hareat meureses, hareat leintu. Hareat mekudeshes. Fine. Then that's a valid kedushin because he said you are mekudesh or you are meures or whatever. But Hareini Ishech, Hareini Bailech, Hareini Arusich, but what if he's giving, he's saying, but what he's saying is what I am now to you. I am now your husband, I am now your man, I am now your Arus. Ein kan beis mechush. There's nothing to be concerned about. That cannot be, that's not even a suffix conjunction. Because, Rashi says, because the positive says ki yikach, he has to take her as a wife, implying that he says, you are my wife, or you are my Arus, or whatever. Not that he says, I am your husband. And even when we say ein beis mechush, unlike the previous case where it might be a suffix, where for example it should be possible to marry a kohen, here there's no question that this kedushin doesn't even if he's mekadesh her in one of these ways, and then afterwards let's say he thinks he has to give her a get, she's not even possible to a kohen. The same thing works as far as gerushin. You're sent away, you're begurish, you're mutter to everybody, then it works. But if he says any ishich, any bailech, any arusif, if he says I'm not your husband, I'm not your man, or I'm not your arusa again, ain't kan beis mechush, nothing to be concerned about. Such a get wouldn't even passel her to marry a kohen. Now, you notice, though, Shmuel is only saying Hareat Mekudeshes or Mureses or whatever without saying the word Li. Unlike previously where we said Hareini Mekudeshes Loch, Hareat Mekudeshes Li, Hareat Mureses Li, etc. So, Amalena Popola Baya, Lememra, does this mean the Sava Shmuel Yadayim Shein Vechichas Abyan Yadayim? That Shmuel would hold that when you make a partial statement where you can't necessarily know for sure from it the full statement, it's equivocal, that works. This is a concept we learned back in Dorim and Nazir. We learned about it not so long ago towards the end of Gittin. After we had Machloek of Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda over there, if Harayat Mekudeshes Lachadam is enough in a get, or if you have to make it explicitly clear that the get itself is creating a divorce and not just that it was verbal and the get is a raya or whatever. So in this case, if you say Harayat Mekudeshes, who says it means to me? Maybe it means you're Mekudesh to somebody else.
standing in front of her, or there was a bunch of women that he's standing in front of?
No, he's talking to one specific woman, but still, when he says Hareyam Mekudeshes, we know, we'll learn in the second paragraph, that you can appoint a shliach for Kedushin. So who says Hareyam Mekudeshes means to me? Maybe it means to somebody else. It doesn't matter. You could be doing it as a shliach. So even if you didn't say it. So
I'm making her shliach.
No. You yourself.
You could be the shliach
of the chosen. Yes.
And saying that then he's giving her the ring.
Yes. Okay. Now normally you would say Hareyat Mekudeshes Leplani, but in this case we're saying Shmuel was saying Hareyat Mekudeshes. We assume the word Li. Who says we should? Or maybe Faket. Maybe we should say that since you don't know who she's Mekudesh to, then there's no tradition here at all. And didn't we learn in a Mishnah at the beginning of Nazir? If somebody says, I will be, then he becomes a Nazir. We discussed it over there, a Nazir. What do you mean? Who says, Ehei means I will be a Nazir. Maybe it means I will be fasting. And Shmuel says, you're right, it only works if the Nazir is actually walking in front of him. So, time of the Nazir over the funnel, so it only works because the Nazir was passing in front of him, but if not, you can't assume that the word ehei means I will be a Nazir. So, therefore, you see that Yodayim Shein Mechichas is not considered Yodayim. You need Mechichas, you need some kind of definitive proof that it means that it means what you're saying. The answer is Hachamai Skinner Dama Li. Okay, Shmuel left out the word Li in his statement, but that's what he meant. He said, Hareyat Mekudeshes Liu, Murasas Liu, what have you. Hey, Hachamai Kamash Malan, then what's the Chiddush? We have that in the Braisa before. The answer is, Hani Lishni Basroi Kamash Malan. The Chiddush is, Shmuel wants to inform us there's more Lishonis besides the ones that the Braisa had mentioned. The Braisa had mentioned Hareyat Mekudeshes Li, Hareyat Murasas Li, Hareyat Lila Intu. What Shmuel is telling us is the Lashonis that it says at the end, where it says if he says, I am Ishech, I am Bailech, or whatever, that those don't work. That's the Chiddush, which we wouldn't have known for the Braisa before. Why? And why Takanat? Because when it comes to Kedushin, it doesn't work because the Pasuk says he takes her, meaning not that he takes himself to her, so he can't say any Ishech. And when it comes to a get, it says he sends you away, meaning not that he sends himself away by saying any yishich, etc. Because it's for comparison. In other words, you need all three things. You need him to be giving the Ketz of Kedushin, you need him to be saying the words, and you need him to be saying the proper words. Incidentally, by the way, going back to a minute to the case over there about Nosan Huv Almahi, there are Mephoshim who point out that actually it's actually not so simple. There can be a case. We're going to, tomorrow already, we're going to be talking about a case where you already medaber imal iske gitiv kiddushah. Previously, you were talking about I'm going to be mekadesh you. I'm going to be giving you a get or whatever, and then all of a sudden you take it out and give it to her without saying anything. That kind of thing works. So if that kind of thing works, even without him actually saying in so many words, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, because they were discussing it before, then by that logic, in a case like that, when they were Medaber al Iska Gidu V'Kudusha, maybe in that case, even if she says then Hareyat Mekudeshesli or whatever, it's no worse than if she said nothing at all. So in that case, that might work. That also goes into the suffix that we said, that it might be a suffix condition. It also factors into it, whether that would be enough to make it a Vade condition. Not necessarily. We learned in Tainus about the concept of a person can be the sign of Tainus choice, right? But also, we said over there, even maybe not as an official Tainus, we had over there, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, used to say, hey, the Tainus at Shavu Levesi, like he was doing it in order to get out of obligations of eating at the Reish Kulosa's house, and then so it wasn't a full-fledged neder, but it was enough to get him out of that. So that when we learned about that sugya and Tainus, we learned the different understandings of can you actually have a fast that didn't begin in the morning, The Gemara said over there, Kol Panis Shalosh Shakar Olav Chama in Chaynet. So does it mean you can have a valid fast which begins in the middle of the day and goes till Shkia, or maybe does it tak mean to begin in the morning, or yeah.